Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my new website. It's all about my new book, The Age of the Customer. Just go to ageofthecustomer.com. You can watch videos. You can read pieces about the book. You can read reviews about the book. And you can find out how to buy the book, ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Stives is our guest, and Doug is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's professor at Monmouth University in New Jersey, a former partner, now curmudgeon emeritus at Kirchin Group in Red Bank, New Jersey, and but a very well respected in the industry, folks. Not just in Red Bank, but in the industry, the certified public accounting industry, very well respected person. Doug Stives, thanks again for staying with us. Doug's been helping us with the. Is there a website, Doug, you want to tell us about?
No.
Okay. So how about your Twitter account, Doug? You want to give us your Twitter handle?
I'm going to open one up in 2016.
Hey, Doug. Doug's been helping us folks get prepared and make some decisions, some tax planning and some financial decisions as business owners with regard to the Affordable Care Act. The improperly named Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. Doug, I was asking you about HSAs. See, I believe that if HSAs had been promoted more and been allowed to flourish, the Affordable Care Act would never have happened, because I've had HSAs for years. My employees, we offer HSAs to my employees. That is our health care strategy for our employees, is to help them pay for their HSA. Including giving them the money up front to fund their first year deductible.
Exactly.
That they can put in the bank and save.
Exactly.
So and that way, because they're young, they're healthy. I wish somebody had done this for me when I was in my 20s. I wish I could have had an HSA when I was in my 20s. Instead of paying all the money to the insurance company, I'd have a few hundred thousand dollars in the bank right now.
Yep. And
just from that activity.
Let's make sure everybody understands what an HSA is. It's a high deductible. That should sound familiar, because that's what the Affordable Care Act promotes. And in most cases, allows you to set tax deductible or pre-tax dollars aside into a savings account, which you just mentioned, Jim. Now, I had an
$1,000 a year, $5,500 a year, somewhere in between.
Yep. And remember, when I was at Kirchin, I installed an HSA there. And when I left, of course, I went on the wonderful health insurance plan that we have here at the university. So I withdrew from the HSA, had to. But I still have like $20,000 sitting in my HSA.
Yeah,
I've never touched a dime of it.
Yeah,
It's growing tax-free, modestly, I might add. But that's my rainy day fund. I hope that I'll never need it. I can use that money anytime for health reasons, or I can take it out and pay tax on it if I care to. Since I'm over 65, there's no penalty. The very important point is this. What health insurance has become over the last 20 or 30 years, Jim, is an entitlement. People say, oh, well, I'll just go to the doctor and I don't have to pay anything. I pay a modest copay.
Hey, Doug, health care is free.
Well, that's
the attitude, isn't it?
That's the attitude. And what the HSA does.
Hey, did you know that health care only costs $10?
Right. Well, or I went and picked up a $300 prescription and only had to pay $10. That's insane. What the HSA does, and to be fair, Jim, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is designed to try to wean people off the entitlement mentality and understand that they're going to have to pay larger copayments of maybe $30 or $40 or $50 for their drugs, or maybe $100 when they go to a doctor. So they won't run there when they're not really sick. People talk about emergency.
It's what I've been Doug, I've been talking about this for 15 years.
Yeah,
for 16
yeah.
years. I've been saying, guys, we have to quit being healthcare patients. We've got to start being healthcare customers.
Well, you and I are old enough to remember when you went to the doctor, and after the doctor was done with you, they either sent you a bill, remember, that really long time ago, where they said, you know, Mr. Blessingame, that'll be $15 for today. And you whipped out your checkbook and you paid them. Then insurance came in. Oh, no, Mr. Blessingame, you got to fill out these forms. And, you know, just now, one last thing before we forget. Don't give up on the ACA. The similar program has succeeded in Canada, Jim.
Yeah. I don't think we want Canada medicine down here, though, do we?
Well, it's not as bad as you think. Yeah. They go up there regularly, and I badmouthed it for a while, and it's not all bad.
I've already given up on ACA. I don't think it's going to, as it stands, it's not going to work.
You know what?
It's become a nightmare.
I hope you're wrong. I want it to work.
You know what? Hey, Doug, I hope I am, too, and I mean that. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Anytime.
Doug Stives, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Doug joined us. Now take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.